Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
So this is where we are in the world. I don't know if you saw this in the New York Post. If people trying to do science, man, you need to think twice about a scientific career, because if what you prove doesn't fit what the left believes, you will be canceled. Swedish professor of epidemiology, Lee, says he has had to quit researching COVID-19 in fear because of the death threats and the harassment. Pray tell, what did he do? He got it right. Worst thing you could do as a scientist at this point. This COVID stuff has become a religion to them. And this is from the New York Post. He did research, some of which was used by the government to make decisions to leave schools open. His name is Jonas Ludvigsen. He's a professor of clinical epidemiology at the Karolinska Institute. Specifically, it's medical school. So a guy, probably knows some stuff about clinical epidemiology, but not as much as the thug mob on Twitter, apparently. He says he's lost sleep as a result of angry messages and threats through social media, email, and delivered to his home.
Oh, that's nice.
Assailing his study and blaming him for Sweden's contrarian COVID-19 strategy. What did this poor guy do? He made the mistake of doing research on children ages 1 to 16 during the first wave of the pandemic last spring, including those with laboratory-verified or clinically verified COVID-19, and discovered to his shock that it doesn't have much of an effect on children. Based on his research, the Swedish government left schools open. It was based on this research and other studies from Europe that I said from the beginning, we don't need to close schools. What is our own superintendent saying now?
Open the schools.
Now. Open the schools. It's actually safer for children to be at school because they, are forced to follow the face mask protocols, hand washing, that stuff. So this guy got it right. No, he got it dead right. Final score, Sweden. Just 15 children total were sent to the ICU. That's a rate of 0.77 per 100,000. Four had underlying chronic coexisting conditions that contributed, and none died. In other words, he nailed it in the first 6 weeks of COVID. He absolutely nailed this to the wall. Got it totally right. But he won't be, so you'd think with a record like that, this is the kind of guy we really want doing research, don't we? But he's not doing it anymore, he said. Too dangerous. Again, this guy's not political. He's just a scientist. Ludvigsen noted that this was exceptional since children weren't wearing face masks, while the rest of Swedish citizens were simply encouraged to practice, face masking and social distancing, but not required to. Now, this is how bad it's gotten. Now due to the backlash Ludvigsen faced over his research and his fear for his life, Sweden plans to boost academic freedom protections in the law. Let me finish the sentence. To protect him from the lunatic left. Higher Education Minister Matilda Ernkrans told the British Medical Journal that the government is planning to amend the Higher Education Act to ensure, quote, that education and research must be protected to enable people to freely discover research and share knowledge. Yet, you know where they need to go with this? If we're going to get all into the hate crime thing, Hate crime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hate crime. Let me understand this. You dropped out of college after 2 years, live in your mom's basement, and you're on Twitter, and you think you know more than this guy?
And making threats.
Should be a hate crime. These people are literally stopping what could be life-saving research.
Well, these are the people that ought to be canceled. These are the types of folks that ought to be taken off, have their account suspended.
But this is going on here, too. I mean, just this morning, the poor guy, the poor medical doctor, MD, you got an MD? The poor medical doctor who, remember, testified before Congress about a potential cure for COVID. I think it was Invectrin. Mm-hmm. I forget how you say it.
Yeah,
he was on Fox this morning. He got canceled. In fact, YouTube took down his public Senate testimony. I mean, this is science denial. Are we going back to Galileo's head was on the block? I mean, is this where we're going?
I'm amazed you said that. It's exactly what I was thinking about. We're going back to the Renaissance period and prior to that, where, you know, if the scientists say anything that is against what the prevailing powers that be think, then they must be burned at the stake, or, you know.
It's where we are.
Yeah.
It's almost like COVID is a religion to them, and they will not tolerate any dissent from the faith. They are not on the side of Galileo here. They're on the side of the religious extremists. It's what they are. They're religious extremists. By the way, this is fascinating. This is my favorite thing in the news today because it is so shocking and gives me hope for America. This Harvard-Harris poll, Lee, I couldn't wait to come into work and tell you about it.
Okay.
That's how excited I was. Harvard-Harris poll, that is done by Hillary's old pollster, and he's a liberal. But one of the interesting things about the way he polls is he tends to do these polls as warnings to the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
That's the method to his madness. It's what it's appeared to me for years. Anyway, it's why I think the Harvard-Harris poll is so interesting. Here's what he found. When he asked the American people, which are you more concerned over, the summer violence that we saw, you know, $2 billion worth of damage, 30 dead, 2,037 officers injured, or the January 6th riot, which scares you more? The American people are like, oh, definitely the violence in the cities. 55% said the violence this summer scares them more.
Mm-hmm.
That does not match what the media has been telling them on a loop.
Yeah. Nor what the Democrats campaigned on in November.
No. 55% of respondents said they were more perturbed by violence in the cities compared to 45% who said the January 6th riot. Now, here's where it gets interesting. When asked if the January 6th riot was being used by politicians to suppress legitimate political movements, 64% agreed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm shocked here. I thought the American public couldn't see through this, but apparently they can. I mean, because the message from the media is, oh, that violence this summer. Yeah, that is mom and pop stores you saw behind that CNN guy with the pink earmuffs. Yeah, those burning to the ground, no big deal. But trespassing is a big deal. American people apparently aren't buying it. Listen to this. In addition, in the same poll, 71% polled said they thought Antifa, which was involved in much of the violent rioting, was, quote, a domestic terrorist group, unquote. 79% think Antifa is a domestic terrorist group. 29% say it isn't. So the FBI's in the radical minority there. The American people can figure this out. They are a terrorist group. Yesterday, Christopher Wray, head of the FBI, told Congress Antifa is not a domestic terrorist group. Un-freaking-leavable.
Okay, then what is?
Well, good question. I mean, because when we look at, you know, when we look at Minnesota and we look at Minneapolis, I mean, the damage in Minnesota was $500 million. $500 million.
The actual verifiable facts of what happened to people claiming to be members of Antifa is exactly the definition of domestic terrorism.
Yes.
I mean, it is textbook Webster Dictionary domestic terrorism.
But this is good news. This is reason for hope because, you know, as censored and locked down as we are and as terrifying as the message from the media is right now, which is that half the country are domestic terrorists, apparently American people are still able to sort through it, the propaganda they get every day, and to see where the real danger lies here. Because I'm telling you what, we have not heard the last from Antifa. Did you hear what happened in Portland? By the way, I meant to get to this.
Oh, yeah.
There. Now, if this was Trump supporters, this would be, you know, headline
news. Major news.
Portland protesters are smashing businesses again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're told that doesn't count. It's actually probably good if you listen to CNN because, you know, they're not interfering with the federal government. Well, the thing is, actually, they are, because they were smashing and burning businesses demanding that ICE be shut down. That's a federal agency. These are the same people that took over, the same groups anyway, that took over the ICE facility and held it in a rampage in 2018 for a full month. Now, listen to this. Protesters smashed up businesses, set them on fire during a night of destruction in Portland, Oregon. But listen to this. Fed up locals. These got to be liberals because nobody else lives there anymore. Fed up locals screamed at them to go home.
So we have violence and destruction of private property in order to advance a political agenda. That right there is the definition of domestic terrorism.
Yeah, classic. And look how they dress. They're creepy. Around 150 black-clad protesters marched through the troubled city of Roses, trashing businesses during, quote, direct action, unquote, against immigration and customs enforcement.
You said creepy. I thought you were going to say an Andrew Cuomo mask.
Yeah, really. That would be really creepy. But only if you're an attractive woman in your 20s, though. Or, God forbid, are elderly and have COVID.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're in a race, folks. That'll determine the future of the country. We're going to get into this on the Battleground podcast in the next week or so. I'm going to deep dive into it. But let me set this up here for you. Article in Newsweek today. I don't have time to dive into it right now. And they go through each of the Biden like major nominees, and almost every one of them comes from a think tank where they've been on the payroll. A think tank whose major contributor has been the Chinese government, Chinese Communist Party, Bank of China, Chinese businessmen affiliated with the Chinese Communist Party. I mean, we literally have China running our government right now. Why is China so interested? What do they want? It is critical that Americans understand this, because we do not. Donald Trump understood it profoundly. He must be terrified. Let me start with this. And I explained to you how a lot of COVID was a psyop by China. Yes, it's a cold. Yes, it's real. And yes, it kills. indisputable. But not at a rate that's extraordinary. We have every year a 10-year cold, and when they rip through nursing homes, as Dr. John Ioannidis of Stanford explained, he's a virologist, a death rate in a nursing home of 4 to 8% is not unusual. It's never been weaponized before and used to terrify a population like this one has. China taught us that. Do you remember where all this came from? Because, see, I do. I remember how this started. I remember the dueling press conferences. I remember all of it. I remember Anthony Fauci back in February of 2020, who, along with Robert Redfield, head of the CDC, published an article in the New England Journal of Medicine saying at the end of this thing, the death rate wouldn't be too much higher than the flu if it was higher than the flu at all. I remember Anthony Fauci saying, don't worry about asymptomatic spread. Viruses don't spread that way. Now he says you should be in terror of it and wear a mask. I remember when Anthony Fauci said you didn't need a mask. All around February and March of 2020, when he would contradict every single thing he's told us since. Where'd he get these ideas? China. And you look back at the propaganda films that came out of China, you could tell they're propaganda films now. You know the ones? Young people running around in masks? Young people dropping dead in the streets of China? This thing doesn't kill young people in large numbers. Remember the pictures of the people lined up allegedly in the hospitals of China? And they're laying there on pallets dying. They're all young. That's how you know the videos are fake. They told us, they taught us to do this. And do you remember the dueling press conference? Because I'll never forget it. The stock market was on the edge of 30,000. Democrat, that psychological barrier, man, they did not want Trump crossing that before the election. So there were two press conferences that day. Do you remember? One of them was by Fauci. He said, don't worry about it. We got it under control. No big deal. And there was a second press conference, an unauthorized one, by Rod Rosenstein's sister. Remember Rod Rosenstein? Who at the time appeared to be well on his way to the clink, to prosecution. Rod Rosenstein's sister has a mid-level job inside the CDC, and she decided to hold her own press conference, repeating the Chinese line. Everything had to shut down. The economy would be necessarily bankrupted. Businesses should shut down. Everyone should mask. Those two press conferences were on the same day. One contradicted the other. And it wasn't until then that the market would tank. As we repeated Chinese talking points that came from the WHO. So they weaponized a cold. A cold does kill. I know that better than anyone. A series of colds killed my mother 7 years ago. That's not new. It's not unusual. Happens a lot. To produce the number of deaths they would need, they'd have to change the coding system because the virus couldn't do it on its own. And we now code anyone who dies with a positive COVID test as a COVID death, even if they died of cancer. What did the Chinese get for that? What'd they do? What'd they get for that? Because as soon as we bought it and shut down our economy, they opened theirs wide up. And now we got pictures. Remember the pictures coming out of China? Big, unsocially distanced groups. Nobody concerned at all. Business humming. As soon as we took the bait, what did China get from that? I'm about to tell you in the next segment, and it will blow your mind. Oh my God. Oh my God. Wait. I just got this text. Oh God. I'm so sorry. This is from 12-year-old William. Oh, honey. He's been texting us all morning. I'm guessing from the hospital. His dad was fighting cancer. His dad just passed away. I'm so sorry. Anyway, he and his dad listened to the show together. And he just wants to thank all of you for praying for him. Oh, that tears me up. Oh, he says, I want to thank your listeners for praying for my dad. Now he's in heaven with grandma and grandpa. My heart is broken, but knowing he's in heaven makes me feel good. So says 12-year-old William. I'm so sorry, William. I know we all are too. Why don't we all say a prayer for William? That's tough. Well, William, I want to thank you and your dad for listening and for sticking with us this morning. I'm so sorry, honey. If I was.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Folks, the text line is exploding with WRD family members who are just wishing William well. And a lot of folks in tears this morning with you, William. He's 12. And I can't tell you what it means to me that I've had to pull myself together over the break that you and your dad listen to this show together. And that's why you're listening this morning as your father has passed. That's what this is, though. That's what I love about you guys. This is not just a radio audience. It's a family. And I say that all the time to advertisers when they're new and they don't understand what they're walking into. And I say, you know, this is not an advertising medium. This is a family. And you plug into it, you can feel it. And it absolutely is a family. And there's nothing like it. And there's not anything like it in any other market I've ever been in. So I just want to let William, you know that it means the world to me and to him, what I'm seeing right now in the text line. Anyway, all right, I'm going to have to get off this because anything with kids just, it levels me. Anyway, and I know I've been here with my mom. Keep your head up, kiddo. A lot of people are praying for you. Anyway, wow. All right, I'm going to dive back into China, if you don't mind, because that makes me mad and I can do it without crying. So I want to tell you what's going on with China. There's some good things going on right now and some bad things. And what we're in is a race against time. And Americans don't understand what is happening to us right now or the race that we're in. And you can't win a race if you don't know that you're in the race. And people don't understand it. Here's the latest article on this, okay? And I laid it out in the last segment. You can go back and listen on the podcast. How, and this texter has nailed this. This texter says, you know, back in March, I said last March that what we were seeing in China did not match what was happening here. It's because it was propaganda. As soon as they tricked us into shutting down our economy, the pictures start coming out of China. They're having big mass events. They're entertaining, no social distancing, after they told us to wear masks through the WHO, which they control, the World Health Organization, right? This was a gambit to get us to shut down our economy, but it was also a gambit to scuttle the trade agreement. Because they had written into the trade agreement that if there was a pandemic or a virus, it was null and void. And so what has happened here? Headline, Daily Mail. An extra 200 billionaires were created in China last year as the country's economy outpaced the rest of the world among COVID pandemic. You should see, I put this up on Twitter. You should see this graphic. The only economy that grew in 2020 was China's 2.3% growth. Every other economy, US down 3.7%, Germany down 5, Japan down 5, France down 9, Italy down 9, India down 9. See how this goes? Not China. China created more than 200 billionaires last year as a booming stock market and a slew of new company listings offset the damage caused by the COVID pandemic. Yeah, because they opened the economy right back up after they tricked us into closing ours. The Huron Global Rich List showed 259 Chinese broke into the billion-dollar club in 2020, more than the rest of the world combined, and taking China to a total of 1,058 billionaires, the first to break the 1,000 mark. By comparison, the U.S. created just 70 new billionaires last year, bringing its overall total to 696. Okay, what is going on here? Can anybody tell me what the danger is here? Let me read you another article. It was from earlier this year. It was from Forbes. Headline, China passes U.S. as number one destination for foreign investment as coronavirus upends global economy. Well, wait a minute. COVID started in China. Why would foreign investors feel more comfortable investing there than here? But they did. Because this was a first, too. Foreign direct investment in the United States plummeted
49% in 2020, while investment in China rose 4%, making China the largest recipient of foreign inflows of cash for the first time. What's the danger here? Can anyone tell me what we're barreling toward? I'm going to give you a hint. China forecasts their GDP, size of their economy, will pass ours by 2025. This article in the UK Daily Mail says it'll be 2028. Anybody know what happens when China's GDP, its size of its economy, passes the US's? Anybody know what? Because let me tell you, it's going to affect every one of us. You will feel it. You need to begin preparing for it. What will happen? It's something that only will happen to the U.S. No other country will be affected this way by the growth of China's economy. Do you know what it is? Somebody text it to me. What is going to happen? Yes, bingo. Somebody got it. Great devaluation of the U.S. dollar. Bingo. We hold the world's reserve currency. What does that mean? Simple elementary school textbook definition. People, when they want to be secure, they exchange their currency for our dollars, right? Because it's supposed to be the most secure economy in the world. And secure economy, that's not a thing anyone dictates. That's just psychological. So when we look wackadoodle, like our cities are burning, like Democrats are letting, you know, rioters tear down police stations, when we look unstable, when our capital has a fence around it, what does that do to capital? Sends it to China. It sends it to China. What happens to the dollar status as the world's reserve currency when China's economy passes ours? What happens? No one's exactly sure, but a lot of people think that the Chinese dollar will become the reserve currency. It won't happen overnight. It's a gradual psychological shift. Investors will do it, but it'll be brutal. You know what that means? All that printing that we can do now, we can't do anymore. Want to know why we're seeing the beginnings of inflation? Because the dollar is losing its psychological power. There's other reasons behind that too. Folks, so many people texting for William. My dad passed away when I was 12. I'm 64 now and still love and miss him, but always love life and to honor him. He's with me always. So many people texting and about losing their parents as kids. William, you're not alone. Yep, our texter nails it. What happens when China's economy, its GDP, passes ours? Well, China's told us their number one goal is not to make war on us. They don't have to. In fact, it'd be counterproductive. They need our markets. No, their goal is to end the U.S. dollar's reign as the reserve currency. What will happen to the U.S. dollar when that happens? It'll crash in value. Now, is it going to be exactly on the day when China's GDP passes ours? No, it'll be kind of around then, they think. And it's a brutal and cruel process. It takes no prisoners. It's just pure economic reality. It's what a lot of investors do. And it's what China is doing right now. This is the battle Trump fought. He understood it implicitly. He understood literally the life and death future of our country we are in a struggle for with China. And China understands. This is why in Newsweek today, we're reading almost every major Biden official, including Jen Sergelback-Sacki, has some kind of connection. She was on a payroll for a Chinese-funded think tank. That's where their bread is buttered. Their job is simply to sink the U.S. economy so China can pass. That's what their job is. That's what they're doing. Now, some good news on this front. It ain't over yet. Headline, CNBC. God, we needed Trump so bad right now. He had China on their knees a year ago. Their economy was teetering. They're terribly over-leveraged. He could have crushed them with those tariffs if half the media wasn't paid to sink him by China, either directly or indirectly. Listen to this. Headline, CNBC, 10% GDP growth, ? The U.S. economy's on fire. Thank you, Donald Trump. And it's about to get stoked even more. Part of this has to do with the stimulus, which is fake and will only hurt our dollar long term. But some of it is economic growth in the first quarter coming back. Thank God for these Republican governors, according to the Federal Reserve tracker. Manufacturing at the highest level since 2018, with prices rising and inventories choked. Employment remains a weak spot, but, you know, I'm telling you, God, we needed Trump right now so badly. We needed him so badly. We did. But he's left us his economy, and we have one blessing from God, and that's Kyrsten Sinema. I did my podcast on it yesterday. I don't like her. I think she's crazy. But she's refusing to pass the filibuster. If they were to repeal the Trump tax cuts right now, and when you repeal the Trump tax cuts, what do you stop? What do you block at the border? Foreign investment. Repatriation of corporate funds. It'd finish our economy and give China the GDP boost. Thank God the filibuster is still in place and it takes 60 votes to repeal those Trump tax cuts. Trump's economy is still largely intact and they can't move the destruction of it to China's benefit through the Senate right now. Pray that remains the case. We're getting a big pass. I dealt with a lot of this on yesterday's battleground. Okay, I've pulled myself together enough, I think, to read the text line again. I got to ask you to forgive me. I am a softie. I am a walking Hallmark card commercial. I tear up at those. I'm so bad. Anything with kids just levels me, and I have a 12-year-old. And I know what it's like to lose a parent that you love so much. Even as an adult, right? You should expect that. It's coming, obviously. It's part of life. And still it levels you when you're an adult. So I can't imagine what it's like for William this morning. And it means the world to me. This is what touched me, that he is literally getting through his dad's death this morning from cancer by listening to the show because it's what he did with his dad. I can't tell you what that means to me, William. Texter Rach, you made me burst out in tears over William's texts. There have been several of them from him this morning. And I want to thank all of you for praying for him and praying for William and praying for his family. Another texter writes, I'm 52. I lost my dad 2 years ago. He had been ill for a while, and I like to think that God answers our prayers to end his suffering by taking him home. That's how I felt about my mom. Texter writes, lost my dad 1987 on my 19th birthday to cancer. A month before, he was perfectly fine. Then he got sick. I've got two kids of my own now, and I'm about a month away from the same age he was when he died. Not a day goes by that I don't think of him. Yeah. Here's another one. Prayers for William and his family. It was so sad to hear that this morning. Another texter writes, I'm a grown man. It brought tears to my eyes this morning. We are all praying for you, William. Me and my 8-year-old love your show. It is sad. We love y'all. Texter writes, praying for William. I was 12 when my dad died of a heart attack. At 39. Now the texter writes, Tara, prayers for that kid and his family. Aside from that, I'm tired of reading articles or hearing about the term Trump's baseless claims of election fraud. Now the texter writes, dear William, I lost my father to cancer last year. My prayers go out to you and your family, but most of all, my heart and my love. Know that you're not alone. We have all suffered losses and every loss is unique. We are a listening family. Yes, we are. We will always be there for you. Love, Damon. And finally, another texter writes, Tara praying for William and his family. William, I can't even read all of these to you. The text line has exploded as it sometimes does, and I can't even keep track of it all. Matt, there's so many people out there. Here's another one. This is Andy from Greenville. On 4/29/71, I lost my dad to leukemia. I was 13 and he was 40. I can relate to William on a personal level. Will pray for the family as I know this loss firsthand. I still feel its ripple effects 50 years later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.